Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it's my pleasure and my delight to be with you. I'm so excited to be back on the air this week. I've been MIA for a minute, but I want to welcome you. If this is your first time tuning into the show, I thank you so much. For our longtime listeners, I thank you as well. Welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. My co-host is Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network. And just want to tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women. We focus on women and their families reaching out to help them with their long-term and their short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, and finance, and also life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated help small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and programs developed for a 501c3 organization. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference. This is all about what we do, what we love to do here at Issues Concerning Women, and we are so glad that you are able to hang out with us for the next few minutes. I want to just say to our listening audience, this is a time of great economic, economic, taking a look at our economy, the economics of it. Where are we? What are we doing? How are we doing? How can we do it better? I was reading an article from Forbes, and they were talking about the Gen Z individuals who are in that age bracket just are not involved politically. They're not involved in voting. They think the country is divided, which is a true statement. We are. We're kind of divided right down the middle. But we still have to make sure that we're doing everything we can to get the vote out, that we are encouraging our young people to go out and vote, that their vote does matter. It doesn't, if they are 18 and they can register to vote and get out there and vote. It's up to all of us to help make a difference. It can't be, well, I'm just not going to do anything because it won't make any difference. But why don't you get involved if that's the way you feel about it? Why don't you learn about economics and civic engagement and learn about who the city council is? What do they do? I was listening to another broadcast today, and the young man was saying when he was in high school and when he graduated going into college, he had no idea that his city even had a city council or who the mayor was of that city. So we still have work to do, and I really don't believe that all hope is lost. We still always have to have hope and have determination and want to work towards making this world better. So if you're just hanging out there and not participating in life because it doesn't affect you, well, if you live long enough, it's going to affect you. If you have children, it's going to affect you. If you are looking to have a high-paying position and one of your goals is to be a part of corporate America, it's going to affect you. If you're thinking about owning a business, it's going to affect you. If you think about not ever owning a business or just finding just a job, it's going to affect you. So no matter what we do, it's always going to affect us. We have to make sure that we are in a good position, so no matter what happens, that we are not devastated by it, and we can continue to move forward in the things that we do. So tonight, I just want to introduce to everyone my partner. Ms. Veronica McMillan, because she knows and she can tell you when I start talking about this sort of thing, economics and finance and stability, where we are, home ownership, mental health, well-being, I can get off on a tantrum. So, hey, Veronica, how are you tonight?
Hey, Francine, I'm doing well tonight.
Great, great, great. I'm so glad that you're able to join me. And I was just kind of just talking about where we are. I was reading an article today, and it was saying that young people, the Gen Zs, they're not participating in any political endeavors. They don't think it's going to make a difference. They think we're divided right down the middle. That's a true statement, so I get that point. But I was saying, Veronica, we still have to encourage our young people to be involved in this economic and political process because it will affect them somewhere down the line. Being 18, 19 years old, you're thinking you have all the time in the world to get it together, but what we do right now affects you in the future. It affects your children and your children's children. So, and that's one of the reasons why Veronica and I work so hard to make it better for our children and for the next generations and the legacies that we're trying to leave. So it's so important that we do become involved, that you utilize your vote. And I was saying, Veronica, I was listening to this other broadcast today, and the young man is actually running for city council in another city, and I won't say the name, but he was saying that when he was in high school, he didn't even know that his city had a city council. He didn't even know who the mayor was when he graduated from high school because that wasn't something that they talked about. And he was saying it should be mandatory that every student knows economics, that they know about the city council, because the local elections is what the effects that we will feel. The national elections, yeah, we see it is on TV, and that's, I think, sometimes we look up and that's the big bubble that we see, that it's just some people in the White House and it don't have anything to do with me. But our local elections affect us immensely. And so with that being said, Veronica, I'm going to turn it over, the floor over to you, and so you can talk a little bit, and I'm going to be quiet.
It's amazing that you know, that we're having this conversation, because I think what happens is that it reminds me that we have to be educated throughout the whole year. And we're not, as a society, we're not doing enough to keep people engaged. We have these elections, and then we got signs, and then the character assassination on both sides of the table. It's just, it really is appalling. It takes away from the real issues. And I think that's probably what young people are saying. They're so sick of the infighting, the lying, the spinning on a specific topic and taking things out of context, but we're not having it done, you know, throughout the year, so that people will know kind of what happens. It's almost as if we're always in a state of reactive, you know, we're reacting to everything as opposed to being proactive. And I can even say for my own self, you know, how it's so easy to forget, because you get into the grind of what you're doing, and especially if you're like us, we got our hands in 15,000 different pots. And it is incumbent upon us to try our very best, to make sure that the people's voices, or the people's ears, let me say, that we have, being able to help them be educated. Because I think what young people are saying is they're just tired of the crap, Francine. I think that's where the apathy, I think that's where the disinterest is, because issues that pertain to them, you know, sometimes get pushed under the rug, or the grown folks, if you will, are the ones fighting with each other. I mean, I don't know when it started happening that the character assassination has been, you know, forefront of everything, and the spinning of lies. And so I think that we just got to figure out, how do we make it something where people can talk about it, you know, throughout the year? Now, of course, we know elections don't come every year, but just as you said, those local ones are going to impact us, where,
mm-hmm.
you know, the national stuff we see, and it has that trickle-down effect, too, because we know that the local will go up to the, you know, go up to the national and keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it really is not being engaged and informed throughout the year, you know what I mean, to make
mm-hmm.
sure that people know. So that's my point of view on that, Francine.
Absolutely. And it's so, and the trickery, that's the other thing I wanted to throw out there. How you're making it look like something wonderful is being done when you start doing redistricting and when you start
mm-hmm.
Redlining and all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, if young people don't understand civics, they don't understand what you're talking about. They know this is where I live.
Mm-mm.
This is where my mama used
right.
to go vote. Why I can't
mm-hmm.
go there now, you know, even if I decide to go, why? Because, and it's right across the street, so I got to go somewhere else
mm-hmm.
to do it. So, and then butting us against each other. With the redistricting
right.
in some of these cities, they're having people who wouldn't normally run against each other, they are now opponents where
mm-hmm.
they before they were
right.
allies. And so and that's intentional.
Right.
And it's
oh,
a power
doubt.
Play, so we just got to tell the truth. It's a power play. It's all
mm-hmm.
about power if money controls a lot of what we see. And
mm-hmm.
For some, the bottom line is I want it come hell or high water. I don't care how I got to do it. So if I got to
that's
talk about
exactly.
your mama to get it, then that's what I'm going to do. If I got to talk about your
mm-hmm.
baby that died, you know, 10 years ago, then
mm-hmm.
that's what I got to do. So low down and dirty is what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It is
mm-hmm.
so sad. I'm just like, wow, are y'all serious?
Yeah, yeah. It's
and
sickening.
This is what
it's
our,
sickening.
Yes. And what our young people are seeing. And so I encourage any young person that's listening or any parent who has a young person that is engaged, have your people go to City Hall and listen to a City Hall meeting. See what they're talking about, if they're interested. Because first they got to be interested. That's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if it is a requirement in school, then they wouldn't have to be interested. They would be involved in it because that would be one of their assignments, to go to City Hall and sit and listen. And they have City
mm-hmm.
Hall meetings twice a month, you know, and depending on which city you live in, or once a month. And so
mm-hmm.
know who your candidates are. They don't know who these people are. They ride past and see all these signs, and they're like, who are these people? They
mm-hmm.
And then they only see
mm-hmm.
them if they happen to go to church and come to their church. So since half the church is unopened, so that's not happening this year. So who
right.
are you going to vote for? Because you don't even know who they are. You don't know what their
mm-hmm.
agendas are. You don't know what they stand for. You just know what you hear. And the things that you're
right.
hearing are so disheartening, you turn it out. You know, you turn your own volume down because you don't want to hear it. And then if you do go out to vote, you're standing there looking at the voting thing and going, well, I don't even know who this is. You know?
mm-hmm.
What did
mm-hmm.
they do? You know? So it's crazy, Veronica. And I think the Pandora's box has been opened. For those that want to be, I'm trying to think of a word, unnerving, unkind, those who want to
mm-hmm.
play the dirty politics game, it's a free-for-all,
mm-hmm.
and they letting it all hang out. So whatever we
yeah.
get in November, on November the 8th, just be cautious. One thing I'm going to say, and this is Francine Allen Humphrey saying this, no organization that I represent, no church that I stand in the pulpit of, this is my own personal opinion. I do not like the fact that you can register on the same day, but your vote will not get counted. It's going to be put somewhere. And they ain't tell us where. It's going to be put somewhere so they can get to it. Now, this
mm-hmm.
is my thing, Veronica. When you put it somewhere, and the cleaning lady comes, and she thinks it's a box of trash, and she throws it away,
mm-hmm.
those votes
mm-hmm.
don't get counted. Or they
right.
get stuck on the table until it's too close to call. Then you go pull the stuff from under the table, but which pile do you put it in? See, this is unnerving to me, Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
I am like,
mm-hmm.
who thought of that?
Yeah.
What is wrong
yeah.
with y'all?
Mm-hmm.
What are you,
yeah.
and I know what, it, and again, we're the power move. This is a power move,
right.
people. Don't be fooled
mm-hmm.
by this. If you have not registered to vote today, go tomorrow, register to vote, and then wait a week until your stuff is in there, and then go back and vote, because you got a couple of, you know, almost a week to do that. That day of registering to vote, that's going to be a whole nother mess. How many lawsuits did we have the last time there was a vote?
Yeah.
You know, because people were saying their boxes got thrown away, stuff got pushed under the table, some people took some stuff home. I mean, what? What else do you have to do to know that this is an unfair field that we're in? And all bets are off, all hands are dirty. I'm just sorry. I love everybody. God knows I do. I'm just like, really? So it just blows my mind, Veronica. And, again, I'm getting chills over here. Someone be quiet, girl. All right, Veronica. Take over, girl.
I think it's just your passion, because we can see, and we just know, you know, systematically this is not anything new. This stuff has been going on since this country has existed, from laws for slavery to keep black folk in. That was all about money and power. And I know people like this, that was 400, 500 years ago. But listen, we made some really flipping back. And we see how people know, how politicians understand that you got to change laws. You can fight and march and protest and all that stuff.
Yep.
But if you don't get in there and get on paper and change some laws, we're not going to see anything. And I think this is the frustration, not just of young people, but those of us who are 60 and older. You know, we've seen this stuff go around for a minute.
Before.
We've seen how, you know, that, you know, our grandmas and, you know, and how they did and stuff, and there was character assassination was not as bad as it is now. They literally going back, you know, getting stuff when you were in high school smoking a joint or something and taking that back to the table and having somebody say, well, yeah, I saw him do it, and taking every, you know, social issue that is, you know, on the table right now and spinning it. And as you said, the trickery of it on both sides of the table by all races. And now you used to say, oh, black people wouldn't just go and vote for that black person. You can't do that now. You have to, you really have to understand what's going on. And, you know, it's for those people, you know, you kind of get worn out by it. You just say, right now I'm at that place like, okay, just let November the 8th just come and go, because I am really sick and tired of all of the damaging ass that's going on and the money that's being pumped into it. This is how important laws are. You know what I mean?
Right.
Marketing companies, I know they're making, you know, they fat cats now, and they always are fat cats. Whenever that there's any kind of election, because they know that they're going to have to spew this stuff out. And, you know, I think you get to a place where you're almost numb. You know what I mean? You just like, I can't. I just can't. I can't, you know, see this, hear this, or do whatever. And so the only thing that we can do is really, really understand that these laws are really what's guiding this. We've seen you know, laws come on the books and stuff, and or laws that are on the book that somehow or another just, this law was written in 1949, and somehow or another it is now coming to 2022 because someone has found a loophole. And this is what, you know, what needs to happen. And so we're going to see the shenanigans go on right up until November the 8th, and then, you know, we're going to see, because we know we're just kind of setting the stage for 2024.
Yeah.
That's what this is all about.
Yeah, that's what.
And you know, on the news, some red states are going to be flipped and some blue states are going to be flipped.
Yep.
And we all are just going to have to figure out, you know, what we do. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's crazy, and you know, qualifications and. I don't think there are any. You just say, it used to be you had to be. I think the age requirement is still there, but everything else is all. You know, it don't matter.
Yeah,
you can be as crazy as a Betsy Bug. You can run for office. I'm just like, what? What happened to dignity and respect and love for people? And then you hollering about you a Christian. but you don't love God's people. I don't get it. I'm like, really?
That's a whole other subject right there. Being able to just stand in that space and talk about your morals and values and how it doesn't matter. You can take a scripture and it can either become a Republican stronghold or a Democrat stronghold. Same script and they're flipping it to fit what they need. And there's something that came to me, it's probably about a couple of weeks ago. You know, I was just in here doing my thing and I say, I think what has happened is because God has not executed judgment quickly, and I'm paraphrasing this because there's a scripture in the Bible somewhere like this, man has figured like, hey, he ain't going to do nothing. It's been 200 years of us doing this, 50 years. God ain't going to take God on our side. And I think what's happening is because there's no execution of judgment has come. You know what I mean? And so, back in the old days, in the Old Testament, you read the Bible, I know I'm kind of segueing here, but, you know, if you really was off the law, you know, you might lose a hand, a foot, an eye, and they sort of kind of kept you in line because you like, I don't want to come in here and lose one of my fingers because, you know, I done violated the law or something, but now it's the pulpit has become the stage for shenanigans, for politics, for craziness, for, you know, all kind of ungodly things and craziness. And so it's just one of those things, I believe, Francine, is just that from a spiritual standpoint, I think that our quote, spiritual leaders have sort of kind of gotten off of the rail and saying that, you know, he ain't done nothing, so I must be on the right side because, you know, those Democrats over there, or Republicans over there, we're really in a time where it requires us to really be the watchman on the wall. And I know there's a political group that's calling themselves that too, but really being in there and saying, how do we rightly the word of God truthfully in a way that applies across the table? And if I get stung, then I get stung, but stand on that with truth and dignity. I think that's where we've lost a lot as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I'm just going to say this, and just because what you just said, my son used to say, threaten my son, like, I'm gonna spank you. He was like, Mom, you ain't going to do nothing. Because you've been saying it so, you know, I had said it so long. But when I got that rod and wore his hompas out, I bet you he ain't said it again. My son is 30. He ain't never said it again. So if we got to wait for God, the wrath of God, trust and believe it will come, you know. And we're already seeing, you know, the devastation of the world. We're wars and talking of more wars, and people are hungry in the street. People you don't know, the head from the tail, you don't know the left from the right, you know. And so... We men are lovers of themselves. So, and when we're talking about this, we have to be as truth tellers and tell the truth and stand up for what we believe in. And I continue to always say, and they're like, well, we always talked about hopes and dreams and prayers. We need more than prayers, but I'm going to say it. I say it, and I keep on saying it. Y'all don't want us to stop praying. Mm-mm. You just really don't want us to stop praying because the only reason so many other tribes and nations were saved because one or two people were praying. And if we stop praying, then it's all done. It's all said and done. It's the end, you know. So anyway, my friend, and I how I am. And so I want to leave on a high note. So please tell everybody about the Law Academy and the wonderful program that you have coming up next month. And then anything else you want to share.
Yeah, well, you know, we have the Law Academy and the Community Day all happening at the same time. And for those of you all who are listening, we're going to be doing email blasts and everything because we don't want y'all to forget. It's November the 19th, the Kids Law Academy. The kids in the Kids Law Academy will be pinned by the Chief of Police, Chief Newdigate of Virginia Beach Police Department, and families are coming to see these kids, you know, get recognized because they started when you know, and everybody was, the pandemic was going on, everybody was a full mask and all of this stuff. And I literally was like, oh, my God, do we not, you know, keep do the program? But we did. And then so it's great for that day. And then we have full-blown Community Health Day on that day as well, November the 19th. And so we're asking people to come on out. We have a health bus. I don't know if do we have our 12 women yet, friends, because I've been telling. I had a couple of women tell me that they wanted to
be
there.
Yes, I wanted to send. I'm going to send you the link, and they have to register. So it's a straight to them, so they know we got now they say we only need 10. Praise God, hallelujah!
Okay.
Right? So
yeah.
I'm gonna send that to you. And so with me and you and them two, and then probably Nikki, we got five. We only need five more, you know. So
yeah.
And I think
so
it'll be more than
really
10, but we want to get them registered, yeah, so that they can bring that bus out there. So yeah, I'm excited about
Wonderful.
Yeah, so
and I'll be taking it to our BNI group so that they'll have that as well for those who want to participate in our community day. Because, again, this is the way that we inform the community, and the community's got to engage. And so this is what we do.
They do. And I hope, you know, and I've envisioned, you know, how the day is going to look and how it's going to go, you know, because I'm a visual, you know, I have to have that thought first, then the visualization, and then the execution. And I'm like, I'm just so overjoyed and thinking about that day. And it's just growing. People are calling, and they want to, you know, do I need to bring a table? And I'm like, well, if you bring one, you're going to be outside.
In November.
Yes. I'm like, I'm telling you, I'm just letting you know, you're going to be outside. You got to catch you on break. Bring that, too. I mean, you know, so our parking lot is huge, so it's not going to be a hindrance to anybody, because we're going to have security officers there. Of course, the police are going to be there anyway, and then we're going to have our men in our groups to direct the traffic, and so people can flow in and out and get their COVID shots or flu shots if that's what they need. And then Ms. Veronica is going to do a piece on some mental health education for our veterans. And then I have another young lady who's going to come, and she's a veteran as well, because Mr. McMillan is a veteran, and this young lady is an actual veteran, and she's from Hampton, and she's going to talk a little bit about, you know, transitioning from military life to civilian life, you know, and that sort of thing. And then we have another person who's a part of some big veteran organization. They want to come, and EEOC, so it's getting bigger and bigger by the day. So I'm trying to contain it, you know, and keep it contained. But like I said, if they don't mind being outside and it don't rain, we can fill up that whole complex. We got a lot of sidewalk. We just put tables all down and then go on down there to the restaurant.
Exactly.
And get lunch if we don't have enough food. And we were hoping that our food sponsor would come through for us, but I got an email today that they wouldn't be able to do it on that day. But that's okay, because I'm trusting and believing that somebody's going to sponsor us for that day for the food. We'll get it done, you know. So I'm still excited. So I'm just looking forward to it. And it's something that Veronica and I have talked about for, you know, we got to do something. We're going to put this program together. Then we started one portion of it a couple of years ago, I think, Veronica, when you were doing the PTSD. Who is it? PST, whatever. I get it mixed up.
PTSD,
you did a segment on that, right? And then we didn't continue with it. So it's been something that we've been trying to put together, and I thought this would be a great way because it was November. And I've also asked the Urban League to put a banner on their website for the month of November and just let it run that veterans are welcome to apply to the programs at the Urban League. I don't want them to change the whole website, but veterans can apply for housing. They can apply for the financial programs that I do. I get people calling me every day. They can apply for help, you know. So they need to know that the Urban League is open to that, and she's on board with that. And then the mental health piece is a lot, you know, a lot of moving parts that are going to just not that day, but extend further than that day, I believe, because people are asking questions. How can we collaborate? How can we work together? And this is what we want to do as a community, you know, and bring people in. So the door is open now. So, hey, I'm just excited, Veronica. I just really am.
Me too.
So it's going to be a fun day.
So save the date, you all. Save the date. That's so important.
Yes.
And that's one of the reasons why, because I know my husband took it to, you know, to the VA the DAB chapter 26 the other day, and then I was like, man, I don't want to do too early because then you know, keep on doing it. But I think at this particular point, we just need to flood, you know, social media, email, talking about it, and all that stuff for people to come, so that it can be in a very exciting day. So I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great day. And so we're all, you know, we're all just going to come together and do what we do and just let the veterans know that we're thinking about them and they're on our minds and how can we help? Because there's a lot going on. We don't even have time. Our show is over. But you know what? Hey, we'll be back next Thursday if the Lord says so. And Veronica, thank you so much, my friend, for being here with me this evening. And just I'll let you close it out and then we'll end the show.
Yeah, well, if you need to contact us, that's what we need you all to do. Just contact me at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org or just go to our website at themicrononprofitnetwork.org.
Wonderful. And for me, it is issuesconcerningwomen.org or email at icwdirector@gmail.com. We'll see you guys next week. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Get out the vote. Take your young people, get engaged, stay active. We love you. Take care now, and God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless.